Hi, everyone. Welcome to WinHack Online Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. My name is Viraf Gandhi. I'm a program manager with the Windows Devices Group at Microsoft. During WinHack in June 2017, we talked about transitioning the ecosystem to universal drivers. We highlighted and discussed the four main foundational pillars, DCHU, of universal drivers, adopting which will not only significantly improve the driver quality, but will also have a positive impact on the OS and driver upgrade resiliency. The focus of this online session is on hardware support apps, that is the H pillar. Applications are optional and considered a value add in the world of universal drivers. Hardware devices should be able to function without the need of applications. If your scenario does require an application, it must be serviced from the Windows Store. Version binding a UWP app and a driver package is one of the most highly requested feature from the ecosystem to enable the universal driver transition. We have heard your feedback. We have included this ability as part of Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. The mechanics of achieving version binding between a Windows Store app and a driver package is quite simple. A driver package simply declares an app PFN as a dependency in the INF. The driver package is then published to Windows Update, as all driver packages do today. Driver dependency, optionally including a minimum version and a minimum date, is declared in the AppX manifest, and the app is published to the Windows Store. It is that simple to get set up. When PNP installs a new driver package, it triggers the download of the AppX if an app PFN dependency is specified in the INF. Prior to the install of the AppX from the store, an installed driver version applicability check is performed based on the driver dependency metadata specified in the AppX manifest. If the installed driver dependency check fails, applicability of the N-1 version of the AppX is checked. Installed driver dependency applicability check is performed recursively in descending order, starting from the latest version of the app PFN until a match is found. At that point, the matched AppX version is installed on the client PC. If a match is not found, the dependency check fails and the app is not installed. Driver version dependency check occurs at all subsequent app and driver servicing events. Specifying app dependency within the driver package is done using the Add Software INF directive. The software type entry needed to be set to 2. That indicates that the downloaded app is a store app. The application package family name is specified in the store ID entry. You can see from the sample on the screen how this is set up. If you are pairing a driver with a UWP app, at least one driver dependency must be specified and met for the app to load. For the driver dependency to be met, all driver constraint elements must be met. We see a sample of the AppX manifest with the driver dependency specified. In the first section, we see two driver constraints specified. One is on the Microsoft test INF with a specific min version and a min date. The second constraint is on the Microsoft camera INF with a similar min version, min date constraint. Both of these constraints need to be met in order for the application to be installed. This application also happens to have a secondary driver dependency on the Contoso HMD device.inf with a min date. So if the HMD device INF is present on the user's PC, then this app is downloaded as well. So it is that simple. The documentation for this feature is available on MSDN at aka.ms/udriver. Thank you very much for watching the session today. Please fill out the survey and send us your feedback.